USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New White House guidelines are recommending that people avoid gatherings of more than 10 people. During a White House briefing, President Trump says everyone has a critical role to play in stopping the transmission of the coronavirus.
Engage in schooling from home when possible. Avoid discretionary travel and avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is updating us on the weekend cyber attack at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Fortunately, we have extremely strong barriers. We had no penetration into our networks. We had no degradation. Of the functioning of our networks. We had no limitation of our capacity for people to telework.
Azar says it's not known who was behind the attack and notes the investigation is underway. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Well, the energy is good. You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I used to get tired at early afternoon and now I don't get tired till evening and I don't get sleepy as early as I used to and I definitely have more energy. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Despite the continued coronavirus outbreak, Democratic primary voting will continue this week. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with a preview.
Voters will still be going to the polls on Tuesday in Florida, Illinois, Ohio, and Arizona, though it's unclear how the growing coronavirus crisis might affect voter turnout. Former VP Joe Biden's enjoyed a string of successes. He's hoping to continue his momentum. Bernie Sanders hoping to slow or reverse Biden's momentum. Florida, the big prize with 219 delegates in play. Illinois offers 155. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Students scheduled to take their SAT exams in May won't be doing so. The coronavirus outbreak has led to the College Board to cancel the testing that was set to happen on May 2nd. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is closing its border to non-citizens due to the coronavirus pandemic as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 11th Democratic presidential debate took place on Sunday, but not before changes were made due to the coronavirus outbreak. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
In light of the coronavirus, changes at the Democratic debate Sunday night. First, it's moved from Phoenix, Arizona to CNN studios in Washington, D.C., and no audience due to the spread of the virus. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders debating for the first time this election season, just the two of them. Sanders asked, "What is the most important thing you would do to save American lives if you were president now?"
First thing we have got to do, whether or not I'm president, is to shut this president up right now, because he is undermining the doctors and the scientists who are trying to help the American people. It is unacceptable for him to be blabbering with unfactual information which is confusing the general public. Second of all, what we need to do, and I'm glad that he has called a state of national emergency, what we have got to do is move aggressively to make sure that every person in this country finally understands that when they get sick with the coronavirus, that all payments will be made.
The Trump administration is awarding a $175 million contract to a construction company to build 15 miles of border wall in an area of southeastern Texas where no barrier exists. That's according to the federal agency overseeing wall projects. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.